T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Have you got your tickets yet for the biggest concert of the century? Arguably, actually, it could be when you think about it. Yeah, Pain in the Grass. Biggest one we've had.
Huge.
Huge! Tuesday, July 30th. Oh, ginormous.
Yep.
Wow. I guess you got 3 days, sure. You got Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd. That is ginormous. Is it because of all the bands coming, Steve?
Cannot wait to see Marilyn Manson, baby.
Oh, yeah. How about Disturbed?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Don't forget Volbeat.
Yeah, them as well.
Yeah. And then those kids, those crazy kids of Slipknot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many great bands, local, national, international, intergalactic. They're coming from everywhere for this. Everywhere. And tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. $2 from each ticket sold, benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation, which supports great local charities. You want details? You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! I got to do a little Mr. Wacky dance on Saturday.
Oh,
excuse
yeah?
Excuse me?
With the wife?
Yeah, because Mr. Wacky, well, I mean, not the way you're thinking.
All right.
No, we were at the flower fields down in Carlsbad, California, and they had a Mr. Wacky out there.
Really?
And so I was like, woo! My wife's like, what are you doing? I go, it's Mr. Wacky!
You danced with it?
I'm dancing with the balloon, the crazy car salesman balloon thing.
Yeah, it's like, is it a balloon or is it just a tube?
We need to get, like, personal Mr. Wackies made of all of us.
Yes.
And whenever we do something, it's outside of that venue. So, like, outside the White River Amphitheater, there's a bunch of, like, Mr. Wackies that look like members of the KSW staff.
That'd be amazing. I love that idea.
I'd love to staple a beard onto one of those things and just see it wave around.
And I'm sure it's very cheap to get those made.
Oh, sure.
Probably, right?
Yeah. We'll go talk to Hair Club. He'll get it done.
Well, if anyone makes Mr. Wackies out there,
let us know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let us know the wholesale price. We'll get you a t-shirt. How's that?
Yeah, sounds like a fair trade.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Derek and Cedro Woolley to take on Steve. Derek, are you there, sir?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Derek. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Crazy Bitch, but it's Buck Cherry. I just had their song in my head. Tickets to see Buck Cherry over at El Corazon on June 12th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them at Ticketfly.com.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out.
For those playing at home, Derek will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Derek, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I want to dedicate this to Dakota.
Well, then, good luck, sir.
Oh, boy.
What occurs when the sun and the moon are in conjunction as viewed from Earth?
An eclipse.
Yes. Who directed the 2018 movie Ready Player One?
Pass.
What group had the hit songs Don't Speak and Just a Girl?
Awkward.
No.
I just now pass.
Who is the host of American Idol?
Ryan Seacrest?
Yes. Oslo is the capital of what European country?
A pass.
In which year of the mid-90s were the X Games first held?
95.
Yes. How many states share a border with Texas?
Four.
Yes. Which musical artist is notably backed by the Silver Bullet Band?
Bob Seger.
Yes.
And the other one was Gwen Stefani.
No.
Oh, then pass again.
On The Simpsons, what nationality is groundskeeper Willie?
Scottish.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. You got closer with the Gwen Stefani, but we needed the band, not just her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was the question?
What group had the hit songs Don't Speak and Just a Girl?
Oh.
And it's the full group. It wasn't her solo.
It wasn't her solo. You're right.
6 correct.
Oh, good call, buddy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a B. I would have been sad. I couldn't think of her name, but it turns out it was not what I wanted.
Yeah, and I saw the brain cells working there for you, and I had to nip that one in the bud real quick.
Good call. No, you're absolutely right.
Steve!
Yes?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What occurs when the sun and the moon are in conjunction as viewed from Earth?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yes. An
eclipse.
Who directed the 2018 movie Ready Player One?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes!
Nice.
What group had the
film?
What group had the hit songs Don't Speak and Just a Girl?
No Doubt.
Yes. Who is the host of American Idol?
Bobby Bones.
No.
Was for one show.
Nice.
One show, yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. Oslo is the capital of what European country?
Yeah. Norway.
Yes. In which year of the mid-90s were the X Games first held?
96.
No.
95.
Yes. How many states share a border with Texas?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Which musical artist is notably backed by the Silver Bullet Band?
Oh, Bob Seger.
Yes. On The Simpsons, what nationality is groundskeeper Willie?
Norway.
No.
Norway.
German.
No.
Swedish.
No. Which planet is known as the Red Planet?
Ooh, that would be Uranus, rather.
No.
Saturn.
No, not Saturn either.
Unbelievable.
What?
Steve, you got 8 correct, so congratulations, you win.
Oh, right on.
You beat Derek 6-8.
He really doesn't deserve to,
What are you talking about? I got 8 right.
Yeah. Sometimes,
after
the Red Planet, no. We shouldn't reward this. Sorry, Derek.
He went for the joke answer like he always does.
Why do you get so mad, man?
No, but then he doesn't know. Does he know?
Yeah, that's true. Steve, you have one more guess. Would you like to tell us what the Red Planet?
There we go.
Oh, all right.
Suck it.
Okay.
It took him like 30 seconds.
I will, because the second answer was wrong. That's why I was like, I don't know if he knows this.
I know. He was like, Uranus, and then Saturn. Wait, no.
Yeah, the joke answer is fine. It's just the, all right, Mr. Mars. Good job.
Sorry, I'm not all that well versed in planets.
I saw that you tried to use the official word, and then you weren't sure if you could say it.
Yeah, well, it's like, which one? Because there's astrology and astronomy.
Oh, astrology is not real. Don't even talk to me about astrology.
It's in my household, man. It's all real.
Oh, your wife's into that stuff now?
It's still real to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I think my wife has stopped talking about that. She's into other stuff now, but at least I haven't heard about astrology in a while. I'm happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear all about the Mercury and retrograde or whatever the hell that means.
You're living my life, dude.
I
know. It's so funny. You're tracing my steps.
Dude, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you know there's always the battle to put down the toilet seat in the house?
Yes! Mm-hmm.
Well, she figured out how to do it by saying because of the feng shui of the house.
Oh, the feng shui.
Oh, that too.
Or the feng shui.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. She's like,
shui.
In order to have a good flow in the house, we have to keep the toilet seat down.
Oh, my wife used to say that too.
So that's how she's gotten me to keep the toilet seat down.
It is so funny. It is like, it's like I'm going back in the past and hearing conversations I've had like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, man. The way I learned to keep the toilet seat down was the time that my wife went to the bathroom in the middle of the night and sat down and I forgot to put the toilet seat down.
And she gave him a kick in his feng shui.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I learned to never do that again. Yeah. Although, to be honest, for a brief couple of seconds, it was the funniest sound I've ever heard. But then the after effect.
The aftermath, yeah.
Well, yeah, because sometimes...
You got to pick your battles, Fred.
Your wife's a small woman. Sometimes they'll really just go right in the drink.
Oh, yeah.
On those big toilets. Like, yeah.
It was just like, all of a sudden, I hear her.
Steven!
Splash and a Steven.
That's so awesome. Oh, man. The only other one that you missed on The Simpsons, what nationality is groundskeeper Willie? Derek did get that one correct with Scottish.
Oh.
Yeah. So now you know.
Good job.
No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Congratulations.
What am I ever going to need to know that other than B. Miggs?
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations, Steve. You went with 8 correct.
That means caller number 8. You are checking out Buck Cherry Del Corazon. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Hey, you remember that dude that makes fart noises with his hands?
Yes. We had him on the Miggs cast. Guy first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Big hit on Britain's Got Talent. Bigger hit on the Miggs cast.
Oh, so he actually took that to one of those shows.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is fantastic.
So he won over the crowd and all four judges by doing Take On Me by Aha and the Ghostbusters theme and Eye of the Tiger. And those are pretty awesome. Let's see how they sound hand farted.
He's so good. The look on Simon Cowell's face is of it's yeah. slightly amusing him, but he's also like, well, I'm so happy I get paid a lot of money to do this show.
Exactly. How about that?
Dude, well, the guy is great. His facial expressions are what makes it.
It really, you're absolutely right. That it wouldn't be anything if we couldn't see him. It's just, you really miss a lot if you don't get to see him do his stuff. It's awesome, just the sound, but the facial expressions really make it.
And he's got like some weird microphone around his wrist. That's how he's able to like walk around and dance and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, good for him.
The crowd reactions are pretty great, too.
And Mike picks it up very, very well.
See, I mean, sometimes you just put your mind to something, event to be on television doing your stupid tricks.
Who would have thought? I mean, seriously, as he was running around the house doing all this stuff, who would have thought he'd end up on a big show? I don't know if he's British or just decided to go over there and do it.
No, he's from Israel, if I remember correctly. Isn't that where we had to call him in Israel, Rev? If I remember. Yeah, he's on the phone.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah. It was like a really long code, and it was in. Yeah, because he was like 9 or 10 hours ahead. It was a really weird time to do it.
Well, good for him, man.
Dude, he got a standing ovation from all the judges and all the people in the audience.
So I didn't know you guys had international stars on the Miggs.
Oh, all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, we're big time, bro.
Look at that.
This week it's Dick Sedinia from Steel Panther.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You never know when we'll have the fartest back on.
The fartest.
Oh, man, it's so good.
That's so awesome. Got to tell you about this popular actor that just shared that his wife gives him a hard time about a decision that cost him about $70 million. Yeah, boy, oh boy, she gets to give him a hard time. You'll hear from him at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last night on The Late Late Show, Rob Lowe shared a story with James Corden about a decision that he made that cost him $70 million.
Did you ever have a role that slipped away that you still think about?
Well, I don't so much think about it as my wife thinks about it a lot. Because it probably cost me, conservatively, $70 million. It's a little TV show called Grey's Anatomy.
No.
So my wife will not let me live this down.
So why did you turn it down?
Well, because I had another show, James.
Right.
That I was going to do.
And what
better.
Show was that?
It was Dr. Vegas.
And look at that. And Dr. Vegas just keeps getting picked up and renewed.
Everybody in their lives makes mistakes and goes, oh. But honestly, if I had to do it again, I would do it again because I loved Parks and Rec so much.
Yeah, I guess that is a good point. He's not on Parks and Rec if he does Grey's Anatomy, and he was great on that show.
I would imagine, boy, they hoping to have him be maybe the Patrick Dempsey character.
Ooh, that's interesting. Would he have been McDreamy, McSteamy? He would have been McSomebody. I mean, damn, dude, $70 million, though, he figures that's what it cost him.
I just love, though, that his wife keeps bringing it up. That's pretty funny. Like, if I was with somebody and they turned down something like that, I would troll them. I would always have it on when they get home. Like, I'd make it a point to have it on the DVR.
Oh, yeah, you would.
And be like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just watching Grey's Anatomy again.
Yeah, that's a great show, man.
I was looking online. Dr. Vegas, it had one season, technically 10 episodes, only 5 aired.
Yeah, I don't even know that show.
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I remember the show Vegas.
Oh, yeah, oh, that one was James Caan. That was actually a good one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dr. Vegas.
Dr. Vegas.
He was a doctor for the wrong show.
Yeah, he was.
Damn. $70 million that cost him.
See, but it's easy to laugh about a story like that when you're still rich. Maybe you're not as rich as you could have been, but he's still rich as
hell. You're right. The fact that that can be a punchline,
yep.
It's like, man. Because that's a signing bonus for Russell Wilson, pretty much. And for him, he's laughing it off.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of money that brought you. You know what? Yeah, you can make fun of him all you want there, Mrs. Lowe, but I think he's probably done pretty good for himself.
Yeah, I wonder what his net worth is. I don't know if it's like, you know, those things are so. Yeah. You take them with a grain of salt because sometimes they just inflate the
they got
numbers.
Yours right, though. $10 bucks is
10 bucks.
Yeah,
I feel like this is low. I feel like he'd have more because of Parks and Rec. It's $60 million. It's only $60 million, but I figured Parks and Rec would have bumped him up a little higher.
It's not as successful as Grey's Anatomy.
No.
So if he lost $70 million, yeah, then that makes that's a lot of dough. He'd be worth $130 million, Steve. But he blew it.
Yeah, now he's got to struggle with us common people at $60 million.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So yeah, Rob Lowe, his wife is not letting him live down the fact that he turned down a role in Grey's Anatomy so that he could be in that hit show, Dr. Vegas. So based on this, we want to know, what is something that your significant other will not let you live down? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is something that your significant other will not let you live down? Your calls, your texts, after Foo Fighters on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So Rob Lowe shared a story about turning down a role on Grey's Anatomy so that he could star in a show called Dr. Vegas. His wife is like, yeah, I'm not letting you live that down. Apparently it cost him $70 million making that mistake.
But in fairness, we have no idea if he actually would have made that much money. He could have been killed off after season one because they just weren't feeling him
as a
character.
You tell his wife that.
I'm not telling his wife anything.
All right. Yeah, you just don't know, but he said it was conservative. He said it was conservative estimate of 70 mil. So maybe that was like, what? Maybe there would have been a couple seasons. Damn, dude. That's a popular show. His wife not let him live it down. How about you? What's something your significant other won't let you live down? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, at our wedding, I put the ring on the wrong hand. Every time she talks about it, she always brings it up. My wife did that at our wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She put the ring on your wrong
hand?
She
put the ring on the wrong finger.
Oh.
The middle finger. No, I'm kidding. The other hand.
That's
the other
hand.
Yeah. But then on the flip side, she never lets me live down my awful wedding proposal where I just handed over the ring. So I guess both of us had moments with the ring that weren't all that great.
Yeah, that's you're grunting at a restaurant.
I said here. I was able to get a word out.
Yeah.
I had it all in my head. It was perfect. It was very heartfelt, and it was romantic and all that good crap. I was even going to get on my knee in my head. On paper, this was a fantastic proposal.
And then you just froze.
I froze. I panicked, and I just took it out of the jacket pocket and just handed her the box and just said, here.
Oh, so romantic.
And then she opened it and said, is this a wedding proposal? I said, yes.
Yes. Hulk love.
The caveman proposal.
Oh, man, that is so funny. Look, I can't throw stones at you just because I was always like a guy that liked to be a voyeur. I like to voyeur somebody's response. Like I want to see what it looked like. So I put my ring on a rose and left it on her bed.
Oh, that's right. I remember when you finally told that story, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You give me a hard time.
I do. Yeah. And so to me, it was awesome because I would get to view how awesome it would be for, you know, if she enjoyed it. Of course, it went the other side of it. It would be horrible if she didn't. I think that's probably why I didn't want to actually confront her with it, if you will.
Well, how about this one, BJ? My girlfriend won't let me live down the fact that I slept with her sister. The entire family laughs merrily at family gatherings. We're such dorks. Is the sister there for these laugh fests?
What? Wow.
Man. Wow.
I guess it was something like there had to been a long time between if they can laugh about it. It wasn't like, hey, I banged her the day before our wedding.
Right. It was maybe like many, many, many years before.
Yeah, like in high school or something.
It's cool that you can like just laugh it off and not make it into some weird, awkward family drama.
Yeah.
It was before their time together. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, it is, you know, but for me, I'd be like, why? What is it about her that's better than me? That he ended up being with the sister, like he, you know, he banged the other one, and then he was, but he went with the, other sister.
Well, sometimes people are incompatible, man. See, everybody's different.
I'd take it personally. That would be my problem. I would make the drama.
That's why you're fun at parties.
That's why I am. Well, I get all the invites. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is something that your significant other will not let you live down?
We got another text message. My wife won't let me live down quitting Boeing. I worked there for 10 years and couldn't do it anymore, but now I'm making more than double doing what I enjoy doing. So I guess you got the last laugh.
Yeah, but at that point, how could she give him a hard time for that if he's making double?
Maybe there was a little bit of a struggle before he started making double.
Oh, that almost rhymes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song.
Lyricist.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows I'm a great songwriter, so yeah, it happens.
I don't think, you know, that's the thing about Rob Lowe's wife. I mean, unless he hasn't, you know, he's only worth $60 million. So she can...
Only.
Yeah, well, my point being is that she can always give him a hard time because he's never getting to the $70 million that he says he lost. But... if he all of a sudden was worth $140 million, then the wife's got to be quiet, right? Because he ended up doing the right thing, making more money than he could have.
I mean, I'm sure he's worth more. He's doing the whole Atkins commercials now. Have you seen those?
No. No.
Well, he's doing Atkins.
He's doing... why would he be doing Atkins? He doesn't look like a guy that ever needed
because
to do it.
Because they paid him a lot of money, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's how advertising works. Atkins.
Yeah, but he's never... you see, I always trust a fat person who then all of a sudden... like when... look, nothing is...
well,
look,
Rev's excited.
Yeah, well, because if like Oprah, I'm like, all right, you know what? If anybody like is okay, I'm going to go to Weight Watchers and I think it can work for me. I'm like, all right, Oprah, I know you have issues with weight.
But, I mean, it's gone up and down for her, so it's not consistent. If he's been doing this for years and it's been consistently good, even though he's like 55.
So he says he's been doing Atkins for years, or is he just...
that's what he says in the commercials.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He's been on Atkins for years.
All right. Okay, I guess I'll give it to him. I don't trust these guys that always look good. It's like, you've always looked good. You didn't tell me to lose weight.
That's how he stayed looking good in his 50s.
So you believe it while you're doing Atkins?
Well, no, I just like looking at him.
She's doing a guy named Atkins.
Yeah.
Jeff Atkins.
I love how you're sticking up for Rob Lowe, and you're not even using the product.
He's my bro, man.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes. All right.
How about this text? My wife won't let me forget that during high school, I broke up with her right before homecoming to take another girl because I had a better chance to get laid. Well, I think that's a smart call in high school.
It's a very smart call.
I mean, you don't think you're going to be with that person forever, so you got to go with the one that's going to give it to you.
And in a way, he's saying you're classy, right?
Although he's not.
Well, yeah, what guy is classy? I mean, please.
Oh, man. I was just remembering, like, when I did have a boyfriend, he would not let me live it down. When I'm half awake or still sleeping, I talk in my sleep. And I called him by my ex-boyfriend's name.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And it was the boyfriend right before him. Like, I broke up with this guy to be with this guy.
That's going to be a problem for you, Vicky, because you've been with a few people, which means you're going to be spouting off names in your sleep.
Just call him dude.
I've called him. Yeah, that's kind of my go-to dude now, but I've called him by two different ex-boyfriend's names. Luckily for me.
Oh, yeah, you're out.
He thought it was funny.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
But he was laughing at telling, but I was mortified. I felt so bad. And he was telling all his friends, and I'm sitting there just red in the face, just... no, please stop telling that story. I promise. Like, I was just dreaming all weird. And
yeah.
I was dreaming of banging him. It was innocent, I promise.
Yeah, I didn't mean anything by it.
Well, duh. I have very, very, very fluid dreams. It's great.
See, I'm the one that won't let my wife live stuff down. She actually doesn't give
me
a hard
time. I'm shocked by
that,
BJ. I thought it would be the other way around.
So easygoing.
I never would have guessed that you would be someone that would just hold on to grudges.
I know. Isn't it a big shock? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What is the one that you always let her
know? Oh, well, there's two of them. When she told me I needed to trust this dude, and I had a garage full of these Equinox products, as they were called. And I've got a garage full of these. Oh, hey, everybody, I got to bother people, you know, network marketing, while they're hauling off one of the guys to jail, and I'm like, got a garage full of this stuff. I'm like, thanks, honey. Oh, no, the guy, trust the guy. And that guy also went to jail.
Okay.
And then, of course, the idea that we should take all of our money and invest it in a Korean currency.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Oh, man, that was a bad. And just this weekend, her friend called and said, today's the day. It's supposed to go. And we're all going to be millionaires. And it was just this last weekend. I'm with her and go, really? She still believes that this is going to happen, that her $1,000 that she is going to be worth millions when the U.S. currency falls and the Korean dong rises, as it were. Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't do Bitcoin.
Well, dude, seriously, my wife, I mean, the fights we had. And so, yeah, I always tell her, I go, you can't talk to me anymore about anything financially. You just don't. And I never let her live it down because we'd be poor, right? We'd be done.
I know it's your daughter's now in the room. Oh, you're very curious.
Okay.
I'm curious if it's J-Rub's not letting you live down something or the flip side.
It's the flip side. I feel like father like daughter. It's me never letting him live something down.
I feel like J-Rub's just going to kind of have to let a lot of things just slide off the back. Like, otherwise, he would chill. Go insane.
He's very chill.
He would go crazy. Yeah, if he didn't.
So is he an indica or a sativa kind of guy?
Really.
I feel like, or a
depends
hybrid.
Depends on the day.
He could be a hybrid guy.
He likes both.
Yeah.
I honestly, kind of when we first started dating, I'll never let him live down when he got wasted and peed his pants.
Yeah.
I never let him live it down. Don't all. It was the weirdest thing, and he still like totally stands by it. He's cool with it. Even when I like
that's
break
why
it up
I love
in, front
J-Rubs.
Of, in front of my friends or his friends, he's like, hey, sometimes you just get really, really drunk and you just gotta pee. And I'm like, that's not normal. But he thinks it is. So I'm like, just don't do that.
And if it is an embarrassing moment, that poor guy's got to have you bring it up every time.
I know, maybe it is embarrassing for him, but he just is like playing it the other way.
Yeah.
I bring it up all the time.
Yeah, don't bring it up all the time, the poor dude.
But who does that?
Who does that? Somebody that probably drank a lot.
Dudes.
Yeah.
This happened to some of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm shocked my wife doesn't give me a hard time that one time I peed the bed. I mean, it just happens.
Well, how does that just happen?
Alcohol and dreams, man. You think you're actually in the bathroom, and then you wake up and you realize I'm not in the bathroom. I'm still in bed.
Did she get mad at you, or would she be like, just do the laundry? Just clean
I honestly think she's blacked that out of her memory.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
smart woman, yeah.
Knowing your wife and how she doesn't like a lot of germs and a lot of the fact that that happened in her bed, she has to black that out of her memory.
Thankfully, we had those special sheets that are for when dogs have accidents.
It just absorbed, so she didn't feel it. God. On her side.
Making the actual mattress.
So it didn't wreck the mattress, basically.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
And you still have those sheets, don't you?
No.
Oh, you had to burn them?
Yeah, I got new ones.
Yeah. Oh, good for you,
buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not because of that. It's just, over time, you got to get some new sheets.
Yeah, sure.
And there was a good deal on some bamboo sheets the other month.
Oh, well,
At
the fair.
See, I remember.
All the best sheets.
So you're saying sometimes you got to go through sheets. It's not that because you basically irrigated them.
No, there's a washing machine for that, BJ.
Oh, I would burn those sheets.
Why?
If you went to the bathroom on my sheets, that's it. It's over.
I mean, number one is sterile, at least.
No, like, I'm not. No.
If it was number two, I could see burning them.
No, I'm burning them. If my wife all of a sudden irrigates the sheets, they're done.
What are you going to do with the mattress?
What am I going to do? Well, hopefully, like Steve, we've got a protector. I'll burn the mattress if I don't have a protector.
Jeez.
And I don't. I don't have one of those rubberized things like Steve's wife was smart enough to get because she knows who she's living with.
Rubber sheets, everyone.
Yeah. One texter says, drunk people pee their pants all the time. Next one, I pee my pants twice while drunk. No big deal. From Aaron in Tacoma.
I don't know. I've been wasted plenty of many a times and never have I ever done that.
You've got a good bladder.
But you've done a bunch of other stuff.
Watch me jinx myself now.
Yeah. Yes, this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I would be so embarrassed. I don't know if I would tell you guys.
Well, I know J-Rubs would tell us.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, J-Rubs, he'd send the video.
He would scream for you upstairs. Hey, BJ, guess what Sarah did?
I know, I can't wait. We'll have a party.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, be careful if you get naked in your hotel room.
What?
Oh, Sarah.
Very, very careful.
Huh?
Why?
Sarah was just in Vegas. Who knows? I mean, you know what they did when they were around the pool.
We all were naked in the hotel room.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful, because if you do this, you might get arrested. How about that? This actually happened to a pilot, and you're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.